Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our series on why a property does or does not sell. And today's topic is timing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking about the seven reasons a property sells. Last program, we talked about the location, which can go either way. It can help you a lot. It can lift your house in value, or it can drop your house in value. So as a buyer, you want to pay close attention to that. Let's talk now about the timing of your sale and how that impacts it.
Timing is fairly important. There may be seasons of demand in residential and homes. What is it, Marcia? Is there such a thing?
Well, there's a perception there's such a thing.
Okay.
And so there's a seasonality to the sellers when homes list, but the buyers are not that seasonal. They are pretty steady as you go. If the weather made it impossible to show homes at certain times, that might make a difference. But in this area, we have a steady flow of buyers, and that's what sellers need to hear. You'll want to go on when there's less competition, less sellers on the market, and the buyers are still there.
That's an interesting timing. From an investment property standpoint, there really isn't much of an issue with seasonality, other than if the legislature is in session and talking about doing silly things that impact value of real estate, that's devastating.
So
that's what they're doing right now.
So timing is not just the seasonality. Timing is also what are the other choices available at that time. Do you have a rare commodity, or do you have something that's a dime a dozen on the marketplace?
And a dime a dozen is interesting at the lower range of value, because starter homes, in a number of instances, individuals don't have a great amount of choice because they're limited from a pricing standpoint. So the property that's much like all others may have an interesting appeal.
At this time, especially with the problem we have with the inventory at the starter home price range, which is right around $300,000, believe it or not, starter homes are now $300,000.
Is that amazing? Golly. But what's it take in earnings to be able to qualify for a mortgage loan along that line?
I believe it's about $60,000, but you've got the variables if they also have a car payment or any other consumer debt that's going to influence their ability to pay that mortgage.
Yep. Consult Marcia if you're thinking in terms of bringing a property on the market. Find out what the competition is. These are things you can do in advance before you do anything and make your decision accordingly.
It helps to control your timing. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.